We urge Congress to protect critical education, employment, and independent living programs to ensure their continuance now and for future generations. The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, initially became law in 1975 as the Education for All Handicapped Children Act. Congress reauthorized this act in 1990 and officially changed its name to the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA. For 50 years, this law has ensured that all American students with a disability receive a free and appropriate public education that is tailored to our individual needs. Without appropriate funding and administration of IDEA programs, blind students will be left behind. The Rehabilitation Act of 1973 strengthened vocational rehabilitation, prohibited discrimination in federally funded programs, and established the Rehabilitation Services Administration. Later amendments to the Act also included mandates for federal information technology accessibility. This landmark legislation served as a precursor to the Americans with Disabilities Act in 1990. Without appropriate funding and administration of Rehab Act programs, blind Americans will not receive the skills training to make us job ready. The Randolph Shepherd Program was signed into law in 1936 to create employment opportunities for blind entrepreneurs by establishing a priority for the operation of blind vending facilities on all federal property. For nearly 90 years, this program has served as a major boon to the employment of blind Americans, who already suffer from an unemployment and underemployment rate that is significantly higher than the national average. Without appropriate administration of the Randolph Shepherd Program, blind entrepreneurs will lose valuable employment opportunities. The Older Individuals Who Are Blind, OIB, program is a federal program that was created by the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 as part of the Rehabilitation Services Administration. The goal of OIB is to focus on independent living for blind and low-vision Americans who are over the age of 55 and may need help learning how to live with their vision loss. Critical aspects of OIB include orientation and mobility training, learning Braille, cooking, and training on access technology. Without appropriate funding and administration of OIB programs, older blind Americans are at risk of living sedentary and solitary lives in their golden years. The American Printing House for the Blind, APH, was founded in Louisville, Kentucky in 1858 and is the oldest and largest nonprofit organization making accessible materials for the blind. The APH first received federal support in 1879 to become the national producer of Braille textbooks, maps, and educational aids. Most recently, APH began distributing the Monarch, the first dynamic tactile and multi-line Braille tablet. Without appropriate funding, the APH will be unable to produce and distribute Braille textbooks and education aids for blind students. Below are a few testimonies from real blind Americans who have greatly benefited from each of the above programs. I attended public school in Durant, Iowa, a very rural school district. I was incredibly blessed to begin learning Braille and how to use accessible technology tools to access a computer at a young age. As a result of my terrific elementary school education, I thrived in high school and was able to go to college, where I earned dual degrees in English and theater. I am now employed and can proudly share that I pay both federal and FICA taxes. Elizabeth, from Durant, Iowa. I was able to go to a training center in Ruston, Louisiana, where I learned independent living skills and how to be a productive citizen. Because of my training, I have been a small business owner in the tech sector for more than 30 years. Carl, a blind business owner in Taylorsville, Utah. For 21 years, I have owned and operated a successful dining food facility and housekeeping service at the U.S. Coast Guard Aviation Training Center because of the Randolph Shepherd Program. My business employs 20 employees while providing our Coast Guard personnel with the food and accommodations they need to defend our nation. Barbara, a blind business owner in Mobile, Alabama. I lost my sight in my late 50s from glaucoma. The older blind specialist was by my side at the beginning 13 years ago. She taught me blind skills so I could keep my home and be active in my kids' and grandkids' lives. Greg from West Fargo, North Dakota. The Monarch has been life-changing for our daughter, Kennedy. As a blind elementary student, she has always loved reading and writing, but access to Braille materials was often limited and slow to obtain. With the Monarch, she can independently read consistent, high-quality, tactile Braille content and navigate her learning with confidence. Most importantly, the Monarch has opened doors that once seemed inaccessible. Through the innovation and support of the American Printing House for the Blind, she has the tools needed to thrive both in school and beyond. We are truly grateful. Katie, a parent of a blind child in Porterdale, Georgia. Ensure that these critical programs for blind Americans will be able to function by committing to support funding to keep the above programs operating effectively and efficiently.